It's Tuesday, May 9th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sulp. Two things to know today. The job market is booming amid rising retirements and tech growth. The challenge of balancing age and skills. And Enable's ESG strategy. Who is it targeting? This is the business of tech. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. After a scheduled day off yesterday, thought I'd start with some data on employees and the potential lack of them. The good news, the job market is still strong. That from data from the Labor Department. Quote, the labor market surprisingly remains hot and tight, as indicated by a trifecta of strength reported in the three key categories in April: employment, the unemployment rate, and average hourly earnings, chief economist at Nationwide wrote in a note. Inside that data is the overall labor force participation, that is, the share of the total population either working or looking for work. And it's still slightly lower than where it was back in February 2020. While among those aged 25 to 53, it's now at 83.3%, slightly higher than where it was in February 2020. Why? Older workers are retiring. Tech services, tech manufacturing, and cloud infrastructure added jobs for the month. In contrast, according to an analysis by CompTIA, the broader measure of tech employment across the economy took a breather. Tech sector companies increased staffing by 18,795 positions in April, the largest volume of monthly hiring since August 2022. CompTIA's analysis of U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics job report data reveals new hiring of technology infrastructure, manufacturing, and services workers led the growth, according to CompTIA's Tech Jobs report. Tech occupations throughout the economy took a step back, declining by 99,000 positions. The unemployment rate for tech occupations increased to 2.3%, still well below the national unemployment rate of 3.4%. And there's good news coming. More than 4 in 5 college graduates majoring in non-tech fields possess one or more technology proficiencies, such as data analytics capabilities and IT systems knowledge, according to a new Handshake report. Specifically within tech, insiders looking at the changing environment for tech workers, bringing them back into the office, cutting benefits, and industry layoffs. The question at hand, how far can they push before a worker rebellion? And for context, IT services growth this year will be almost 6%, per IDC's latest worldwide IT spending growth report, and overall software spending growth will be nearly 11%, driven chiefly by cloud software revenues, which will increase by 19%. Now, why do we care? I want to focus on the age theme running through these stories. It's awkward for many business leaders to discuss age while avoiding ageism, but there's a reality to face of retiring experience in the workforce. Couple that with younger workers with more technical skill sets, and add dashes of spice to the conflict over benefits and pay, and you have a challenging hiring environment. I keep hearing how the pendulum of power has swung back to capital from labor. I'm not seeing it in this story, and I offer how challenging it continues to be to find and retain staff. I spotted a press release from Enable releasing their inaugural Environmental, Social, and Governance Report, or ESG. Highlights include renovating their global collaboration hubs using locally sourced materials where practical and adopting daylight harvesting best practices and adding a travel system to track carbon emissions from employees' business travel, including air travel and hotel stays. Also setting up three communities of interest: PRISM, supporting the LGBTQIA+ community; Wonder, supporting employees who identify as women; and Shades, supporting employees of color. And the GRU enables multifaceted privacy by design program designed to help comply with the EU General Data Protection Regulation and other worldwide privacy laws, as well as reevaluating threats, threat actors, vulnerabilities, and risks associated with processing personal data. And they launched a bug bounty program administered through BugCrowd to reinforce emphasis on security and protecting partners from vulnerabilities through the program. Enable provides cash bounties to security researchers for surfacing and reporting otherwise unknown network and software security vulnerabilities. And during 2022, Enable paid approximately $24,000 through the program. Now, why do we care? ESG strategies are becoming increasingly popular. Well, I wouldn't describe this as widespread. They're increasing. I'll posit that the why here is about employee hiring. A quick MSP platform comparison: Kaseya's bulk of open positions are in Miami, ConnectWise in Tampa, and Enable in Boston. You can do the math on cross-referencing ESG with the alignments of those cities. Synchro MSP leans into some of these trends too without a published report, and they're based in Seattle. There's also the investment strategy. Enable is the publicly traded company among the MSP platform companies. Investors are looking for different criteria. Bias alert, I'm a shareholder. So we care to understand the why, and I'd offer that providers themselves aren't necessarily the target for the data. The why of the data is essential, considering the job market I just reviewed in the previous story. Looking for a channel-first storage provider? How about one 85% less expensive than traditional cloud providers? With rates at $3 a terabyte, with no egress fees for S3-compatible cloud storage? Want no commitments or minimums? How about extreme geo-resilience? Intrigued? Learn about Bifrost Cloud by visiting bifrostcloud.com for a radically low price. Thanks for listening. Today, National Teachers Day. Let's recognize those that taught us so much. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.